half lives alone change everything. It changes the scope, the whole reality that you're gauging everything that you know to be known is. It changes that perspective. So the very construct, the ridiculous part of Bob that's so ridiculous, when Bob starts making sense, you know you're on the wrong path. Of course. That's why he's making sense, is because this illogical goofery that he comes up with becomes the meme that will survive. And what everybody toots around saying that they know is not. Bob's questions are the questions where you'll find yourself, which is a scary thought, but
right.
Still, it's where you are.
So all that radioact...
Well, it is not, but that's the reason it is. See, the telephone is like that. Until no one knew what it was, no one knew it was not. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you have to know what it is. You have to know it
to know that it's not. So they can't say it's not because it already isn't. So a not makes it is. Not, who's there? I still see seashells by the seashore.
Right.
And they say, wait a minute, you're really sweet and you're really kind and you're the world's tallest midget. You do hand signal for the blind. You put it with Bob, so you got to go to heaven. There's no contest for there.
But yeah.
Then all of a sudden they go, my God, I've been here all the time. Did you know? Did you get the memo? She does this work. She's all about magnesium. It's about magnesium. It's about there should be a strained sense of bliss. It's like, I'm there, and not quite. If you keep going, Steve, anymore, you're going to go hyper.
Lynn talks about the strain as she runs. She's floating, but there's a strain.
Yeah, that's right. That's good, because otherwise you want to balance hypo and hyper. Otherwise, you're going to screw the hypothalamus, and then guess what? Your air conditioners ain't going to do it for you. You think global warming's something.
Right.
You really going to want to crank it up.
That's where bliss and contrast go very close to each other.
There's very little difference.
Is that
very
the twin? Little. Now, is this the twin? Let's go back. What's the twin point?
No. It's in diades, one by means of two.
Right.
Each point has two sides. So, don't. Nice try. This ain't.
For someone like Lynn, our athlete, she's taking quite a bit, let's say a half a teaspoon five times a day.
That's what she requires.
Is that helping her speed and her running, or is that just helping her mind to think that she can do more?
No. This isn't a mind. This isn't a thinking man's game.
Okay.
It physically changes her balance. Exercise, the way you do it, is for balance, to stretch it out, to perfect the tone, the tonality of a muscle strap. It's all about balancing of lactic acid in the muscle. That's some of Bob's crying over his little vein, your vascular bullshit, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a real athlete, and it really does affect. She has to keep that in all balance, but she can't do what she does.
Mm-hmm.
And that bump. But now she's doing this hit by hit. That's the 5, because what it does, it tells everybody, it's like, okay, let's go. Whether she has an Olympic athlete, she's used to going already anyway. This just allows her to do the things she's supposed to have already been doing already. Well, if she could already do what she's already doing, she'd have already done what she did. Well, if she already did what she already did, she'd done what she did. She did what she could do. Because she did what she could do, she'd do what she'd done, and she wouldn't need to drop it off. She'd already done the do the did. The did that she did would be done, and it would be done. Next.
That boy had time to parse that. We'd find out it was all grammatically correct.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, okay.
Angle the participle.
Right. So did you
number one.
Yeah, he just wrote an email. I read it. It says Bank of Bob. I have to see what that is, Bank of Bob. But
Bob Bank and Trust.
Okay.
On and on. Just like your pictures, your Wailea pictures that you take, if you took them every day, you'd start noticing differences. The bushes are different. The walk's different. The sun is in a different place. The shadows are different. There's something going on here. The fabulous thing is taking place.
The generations, we sort of say that's a kind of likened to the Bible. Can you give some words about how?
Sure. When you go all the way through Genesis, you start looking at the baguette.
What you're
trying to prove is the baguette. People still look at the baguette now, all the way up into Kings and Chronicles, trying to figure it out. Now, don't you get into Ezekiel now, that'll be too much sugar for a dime, but you can run from the baguette to figure out generationally what they're trying to lay out. They're trying to get you back to the cross. Back up to that Old Testament, New Testament split, when you could come into your place and your power as God. Okay, the beginnings just tell you how to find it. Enos E-N-O-S, remember Enos, third generation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where you start noticing the difference. Up before that, it was all perfect. But then after Seth did his little doolally, everything started shifting a little bit. But nobody talks about Seth. It's all about the one, the Cain and Abel, that killed the Seth.
Mm-hmm.
How astounding it is. So it spits up the baguette to allow you to track it so you can see where you came from. That's all you're trying to do here. If you could prove where you came from, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
That's the slideshow where you came from.
Yes, and that's why we call it a PowerPoint.
The generations in the Bible begats, are they about the pure cells, descending cells, or just bodies?
It's all about the fall, the books of Moses. The Levi, the true part sons of God. That's what that's about.
The generations, Enos, is that about the DNA, RNA, chromosome 14, or is it it's about chemistry?
Everything is.
Yeah, okay, it's all about chemistry. Yeah. Okay, so then the next thing was,
if you want to know how you fail, you got to know where you came from. If you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you failed to. If you don't know how you failed to, how are you ever going to calculate when you're there again?
So the slideshow,
a perfect world.
The slideshow, the change from Enos to the next name, to the next name, right there in the Bible, is what the slides are going to show.
Sorry.
No, the slides will show the route back.
And then New Testament brings it from the awful back to the good.
Right.
Dirty
right.
to clean, just like the way you wipe your butt, Bob.
But the New Testament, what's that? We usually go from Revelation to Genesis. What's New Testament?
That's the point. That's when you have your rings and arms.
That's a New Testament statement?
That's the answer, yes.
Because those guys, they were just the four apostles.
In the Old Testament, they didn't tote a cross around, Bob.
The New Testament is the fallen state and pointing how to the cross. But the actual falling is shown in the Old Testament. The root is shown in the Old Testament.
Step by step, that's right.
Right, the New Testament is to remind people, hey, this is the way you go. You go track it back. Mm-hmm. And then the New Testament already is the map of tracking it back.
Got it. Very good, Bob.
And we're fixing to kick this up now. You think we're playing? You're going to see.
No, about what? What are you going to keep up?
Kick it up.
Okay, here's, that's what I wanted to say. Why I'm thinking of taking the drops, what my concept is, every day is a new day with new, uncharted chemistry. And the RNA drops help me respond to what creation has created today.
It changes the information, the rhinos changes the ribose of your information. RNA changes the DNA's ability and capacity to replicate itself more perfectly.
Yeah, everything ended 2012. There's no 2013, right? It's just a matter of when we show up. That's what 2013 is, right? The Chicago presentation is a statement of what is.
The Mayans are right. It was all done in 2012.
Right.
The end of the world.
Right. And it's just a matter of a one count booked their plane and once you showed up and how long the bus took from the airport.
And they keep running the seasons of loss so people got tired of watching. And then they all made it be about smoke in the hole in the island. A mole in the hole in the middle of the road.
Yeah, you mean in Lost. In Lost.
Yeah.
And that was our stuff. So so Maui, where we sit, this side of the island, where was that in the original continent when it was all one landmass? Where we are right now.
Alaska.
Yeah, but that's Alaska. But I'm talking about the original
continent. We were in Alaska.
This was pushed up against Alaska.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, but was the 33rd, I've got two different points, the 33rd parallel was the rim of the continent, right? The outer part, which touched the sea.
That was what you said.
This is the, Carol was asking about the essence. There's an essence in every person. Is that the I cell? Is that the engagement of the new?
You wish it were, if it is not. You wish it were. That's what having a new body, having a new life is all about. It's what the resurrection precludes.
Acquiring essence. So then,
you get that resurrection word, we're sure.
So people say, oh, when I transition, my essence goes to the guff. Your essence doesn't go to the guff, right?
No.
The essence is always never dies, never left. It's always ascended.
That's the part of eternalness. The only reason to make those divisions is when you're less than, so we won't give it any width.
With that proviso, what's the chemistry of the essence that goes to the guff? It's not the essence that's not the soul. It's piss. Piss goes to the guff.
There you go.
Urine. It's not, it's sterile.
It's sterile. Not ours, it's urine.
It's urine. When you get to the guy, you're in.
You're in.
All in, yes, we're all in. You're in, okay, good.
But if you saw your world that way as something that's just simply eliminated from your body, it changes everything. It's a game changer. You don't get excited. Oh, I forfeited myself from my urine. Oh.
Oh, that's a good point. If you saw all the... You're saying all the going dead transition is just for, it's just extending. What you say, it's leaking. It's,
and for some folks, it's no more than a piss in the wind.
Right. So all the concepts and cultures are leakings of the fallen state.
Very good. And that fallen state's what you're overcoming. And don't change them. Let them fall. Let them fall. They're going to fall anyway. It'll be good to be over for them soon. Don't fret.